friends, good morning and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 27 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like acne and rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system, a renewing system. It is designed divinely to heal and regenerate on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may say that's a miracle, this healing, regenerating, renewing system is really just the way the body works. It's business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs, we are here for you on The Bright Side. We welcome your phone calls at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. If you have questions about the Ingevity products, formulations, healthcare conditions, health challenges that you may be addressing, or your friends or your family or your loved ones may be addressing, if you want to share a success story or if you want to contribute to the conversation, please call us at 855-660-4261. The phone lines fill up quickly, so get on board early. It's first come, first serve at 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, take a look at my website, brightsideben.com. We've got a shopping cart up, as well as a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a Ingevity business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a nutritional supplement program. If you want to make some extra cash, if you want to get your products at the wholesale price, 855-660-4261 is your number. You can also call 866-735-2470 is your number. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com. The Bright Side Ben phone team phone number is 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. They're friendly and knowledgeable. They know all about the products, and they can also help you if you want to join the Bright Side Ben team, 866-735-2470. Okay, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. Once again, we're talking about sulfur and connective tissue and collagen and all as it has to do with osteoporosis. And you don't have to be dealing with osteoporosis to want to be able to take advantage of the hardening and strengthening power of collagen and of sulfur. Pretty much all diseases of degeneration and aging are going to have some element of collagen deficiency or some kind of defect in the making or the production of collagen. Sulfur can be involved. So this has to do, this conversation that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, has to do with much more than osteoporosis. It has to do with all degenerative breakdown disease. And I don't care if you call it arthritis or you call it ankylosing spondylitis or you call it Sjogren's syndrome or you call it poliomyelitis. All of these diseases, and there's hundreds of them, have one thing in common, and that is a breakdown of connective tissue. And the largest, the most important component of connective tissue is collagen. The most important component of collagen, in turn, is sulfur. Sulfur pulls things together. It pulls protein ropes together. It creates solidity. It creates hardness. It creates pliability. These protein ropes are what we call connective tissue. The most important of the connective tissues, the most important of the connective tissue ropes, most important of the connective tissue strands or threads, are riveted and glued together by sulfur. The most important of these connective tissue strands is called collagen, and this is a biochemical that's found in great abundance in young and growing bodies. This is a molecule that diminishes with age, and while pretty much everyone's heard of collagen, especially women, who collectively spend hundreds of millions of dollars a year of their hard-earned money trying to keep collagen, are trying to get more collagen or try to prevent their collagen from degrading, most people don't think of collagen in terms of bone. And most people don't think of collagen in terms of sulfur. And even fewer know about the medicinal properties of collagen, the healing properties of collagen. This stuff is the most abundant protein in the body. And considering you have 50,000 different proteins in your body, even up to 100,000 different proteins in your body, to say that collagen is the most abundant and perhaps the most important protein in the body, that's really saying something. In fact, collagen is probably the most abundant molecule in all of biology. In all of life, collagen is probably the most abundant molecule. It's the stuff of movement. It's the stuff of structure. It's the stuff that, along with sulfur, keeps the body into a coherent whole. Without collagen, your teeth would fall out of your head. Your skin would sag off your bone. Your skeleton and your blood vessels would dissolve. Without collagen, you turn into a puddle of goo if you didn't hemorrhage to death first. One of the most horrible diseases known to man is called scurvy. And scurvy is a collagen disease. Collagen functions as glue. In fact, the name collagen comes from the Latin word for glue, cola. C-O-L-A means glue, and this unbelievably important and ubiquitous molecule has many, many, many health properties. It's important for anti-aging. It's important for cosmetics. If you tell a woman that their collagen is defective, if you tell anyone really their collagen is defective, it's enough to get them to spend their life savings to go get injections of collagen from a big, fat farm animal. Bovine collagen is a plastic surgeon's best friend. Women go to plastic surgeon's office and it literally will have bovine cow collagen stuck into their face in order to pretend to make it seem like they're young and they're healthy. Why not make your own collagen? Why not support your own collagen production? We'll tell you how you do that here in a little bit. Collagen, via the atom of sulfur that it contains, is the ultimate binding substance in the body. It is the foundation of the matrix that all of our organs sit in. Yesterday we said our connective tissue, which is largely collagen, holds our organ in place the way a carton holds eggs. Connective tissue separates cells and structures and keeps everything in the body organized into various compartments. And the vast majority of that carton, what makes that carton of eggs, is our collagen. No carton, no collagen, no eggs. That means our organs will start to slip around in the body. That's what a prolapse is. Without collagen, you got no compartments. The body basically begins to turn into this homogenous mess. This is what makes scurvy such a horrible disease. It's like having eggs without a carton. It's like having pearls without a string. The body begins to turn into this homogenous goo. Scurvy is a collagen disease marked by collagen deficiency, a problem making collagen. And by the way, what is it that causes this inability to make collagen? Something as seemingly trivial as a lack of vitamin C is what prevents us from making collagen. Something as seemingly trivial as a lack of vitamin C can cause the body to turn into a homogenous goo, can cause scurvy, which is one of the most horrible diseases known to man. But you don't have to have full-blown vitamin C deficiency to suffer the effects of collagen dissolution, of collagen defects. You don't have to have a full-blown diet vitamin C deficiency. If we have a little vitamin C, but not enough vitamin C, we may not get full-blown scurvy, but we can have a mild case of scurvy where we're just not making enough collagen. If you don't make enough collagen, you may end up with weak blood vessels, because blood vessels are connective tissue, loaded with connective tissue, and blood vessels break down and start to get weak under conditions of defective collagen. You may end up with a stroke or an aneurysm, and all you may need is just a little bit of vitamin C. We've talked about Matthias Rath's book, Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks. Dr. Matthias Rath feels like heart attacks and cardiovascular disease is really a sign of subclinical vitamin C deficiency. We may just have muscle pain. We may just not be making connective tissue for our muscles. We may not just be making enough connective tissue for our heart. We may not be making enough connective tissue for our bone as well. And you notice, folks, we've been talking about osteoporosis now for almost a month, and we haven't even mentioned calcium.
Yet. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side, talking about collagen and vitamin C. By the way, one of the best ways to get your vitamin C is to drink it, whether in the form of vitamin C powder and water or my personal favorite nutritional supplement, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You'll get a gram of vitamin C per 2-scoop serving. This stuff costs you $50 a canister. In addition to vitamin C, you're going to get glucosamine. We'll be talking about glucosamine and chondroitin as ways that you can beef up collagen production. You'll also find vitamin A and vitamin D and vitamin E and vitamin K. If you're dealing with osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, any collagen deficiency or connective tissue disease, even if you're just aging, if you just got wrinkles, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a wonderful nutritional supplement. It tastes great. $50 a canister. You can find out all about it at BrightsideBen.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. So, vitamin C deficiency, you don't have to have a full-blown scurvy attack. You don't have to have a full-blown vitamin C deficiency to be dealing with collagen defects. Remember, the body is constantly building and breaking down, which means it's constantly, under healthy circumstances anyway, making collagen. Vitamin C is like a switch that turns on the production of collagen. And considering that this stuff, collagen, is the most abundant, the most important, one of the most medicinal and therapeutic substances that your body makes, it's the literal glue that holds everything together, you may want to think about getting yourself a daily dose of vitamin C. And I ain't talking about that silly 100 milligram recommended daily allowance dose that you get from your multivitamin. I'm talking about a good, healthy dose of vitamin C, at least 1,000 milligrams a day. You could take up to 10,000 milligrams a day, or 20,000 milligrams a day, or 100,000 milligrams a day if you really wanted to. Vitamin C is completely 100% non-toxic, and it is the rate-limiting step in the production of this super-duper important protein, collagen. So the body's hanging around in connective tissue. Literally, it's hanging around in connective tissue. Your heart is hanging in connective tissue. Your spleen, your pancreas, your lungs, your stomach, your intestine, they're all hanging around in connective tissue. Connective tissue is largely collagen, about a third. Some people say even up to 50% collagen, along with some other fibers and a special protein sugar blend called proteoglycan. We haven't really talked too much about proteoglycan, proteo for sugar, proteo for protein, glycan for sugar. But the combination of proteoglycan, collagen, and some miscellaneous fibers are what make up connective tissue. The neatest thing for me, the way I look at it anyway, the neatest thing about connective tissue is it's made out of connective tissue cells. It's as if connective tissue and cells were like raisin bread, where the bread is the connective tissue and the raisins are the connective tissue-making cells. What I find so cool about the raisins is it's like the raisins are making their own bread. That's right. You've got raisin bread where the raisins are endlessly making bread. How do you like that? The raisins make their own bread. That's how incredible the human body is. The connective tissue raisins are where the connective tissue bread, the collagen, the fibers, and the proteoglycans come from. Your joints are made up of connective tissue, a special kind of connective tissue called joint tissue. In the joints, you have special raisins that make joint connective tissue, joint bread, if you will. They're called chondrocytes, and these are joint connective tissue raisins, cartilage, and synovial fluid, and joint fibers. These are all produced by these special joint connective tissue making raisins. If you have osteoarthritis, folks, you have a joint cell making disease, or a disease of the cells that make joints. Your chondrocytes are sick. They're starving. They're suffocating. They're toxic. And your joint connective tissue isn't being made correctly. If you're not making synovial fluid, the same thing is true. You got a chondrocyte disease. Arthritis is a disease of the cells that make joint tissue. Your chondrocytes, the raisins that make joint bread, are toxified, suffocated, or malnourished. Arthritis is a chondrocyte disease. It's a classic example of what we mean when we say all disease is cell disease. This boneheaded medical model strategy for addressing arthritis is all about knocking out pain and suppressing inflammation. But nobody's thinking about the sick and starving and suffocated raisins. The sick and suffocated starving chondrocytes. The sick and starving and suffocated joint tissue making cells. And there's a lot of ways, folks, to turn on these chondrocytes, to heal these chondrocytes, to feed these chondrocytes. And one of the first guys to recognize this was Dr. Wallach. We're going to have Doc Wallach on next week, and we'll talk a little bit about joint making cells and joint making strategies. Doc Wallach developed the pig pack and the glucogel caps almost 25 years ago, maybe more. The pig pack and the glucogel caps from Longevity are chondrocyte-feeding supplements. They feed and they heal and they sustain and they nourish the raisins that make joint tissue, the raisins that make collagen, the raisins that make connective tissue. They feed the chondrocytes. They're raw material for the chondrocytes. They're food for the chondrocytes. The pig pack and the glucogel caps will cost you less than $30 a month. And they're the best food for your best food you could ever give your chondrocytes. They make your chondrocytes, your joint-making cells, your joint, your raisins for connective tissue strong and healthy. And they provide raw material for these cells to make connective tissue. In the same way that you have connective tissue cells that make joint tissue strong and healthy, you have connective tissue cells that make your skin strong and healthy. They're in your dermis, the bottom level of the skin. These cells that make your skin nice and strong and healthy, that make the connective tissue that keeps you from wrinkling and looking old and looking aging, they're called fibroblasts. Just like chondrocytes make joint connective tissue, fibroblasts make skin connective tissue. In the skincare business, fibroblasts are the key player in the billion-dollar cosmetic and anti-aging business. You got all kinds of products that are supposed to help you with your collagen, that have collagen in them, that help you make more collagen, that keep you from wrinkling. Well, folks, that's not how your fibroblasts work. You can't really rub, with a couple of exceptions, which I'll tell you about here in a little bit, you can't really rub a cream on your skin and expect your fibroblasts to make more connective tissue. That's just some silly advertising. That's just the way skincare companies make billions of dollars. If you want your fibroblasts to make more connective tissue so you don't get wrinkles, so you don't look old, you got to figure out how to feed and stimulate your fibroblasts. Stimulating and feeding the fibroblasts to make connective tissue, to make collagen, is how you keep wrinkles away. I spent the last 30 years studying the fibroblasts and how you can access it nutritionally, how you can access it topically as well. There's a couple of things you could do, how to stimulate it topically. I built a skincare business based on stimulating and feeding fibroblasts. One of the all-time best ways to stimulate fibroblasts is by using nutrition, by feeding them nutrients. Fibroblasts eat the same way the chondrocytes, the joint-making cells, eat your fibroblasts eat. Your fibroblasts are very similar to the cells that make joint tissue. By giving your fibroblasts the raw materials in the same way that you feed your joint-making cells, your chondrocytes, you can stimulate collagen production from the fibroblasts, too. You can prevent and reduce the appearance of wrinkles as well. Just like you can keep your joints strong and healthy, you can keep your skin strong and healthy. And guess what, folks? Nutrients that feed the fibroblasts are the same nutrients that feed the chondrocytes. That means your glucogel caps, your PIGPAC, your glucosamine, your chondroitin, your vitamin C, they're going to keep wrinkles away just as well as they'll keep your joints and your joint tissue strong and healthy. And there's more. And it all has to do with osteoporosis. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, we're back on the Bright Side. Thank you for joining us, friends. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central, 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. You can also go to benfuchsarchives.com. We have all the shows tagged and labeled, thanks to Peter in the UK. And if you have an Android phone, you can get the Bright Side app, thanks to Ted Anderson at the Genesis Communication Network. You can carry the Bright Side with you wherever you go via the Bright Side app. We're talking about osteoporosis as it regards vitamin C and as it regards connective tissue. Tomorrow I will tell you about an easy way to boost collagen, a cheap way to boost collagen, a simple way to boost collagen, so that not only do you protect your joints, not only do you protect your heart and your circulatory system and your blood vessels, not only do you keep wrinkles at bay, not only do you keep your muscles strong, but also so you can keep your bones healthy. And this is all as it regards osteoporosis, preventing osteoporosis, reversing osteoporosis, and doing it without calcium, as important as calcium is. I don't mean to marginalize or diminish the importance of calcium, but it's just so overrated when it comes to its importance for treating connective tissue disorders like osteoporosis. We will continue our discussion on the importance of of connective tissue, as well as the importance of sulfur and the importance of collagen for bone health tomorrow as we continue our discussion on osteoporosis. 855-660-4261 is our number. Got a full board. We're going to start taking phone calls as soon as somebody hangs up. If you have a question, that's your cue to dial in. 855-660-4261. Welcome, Amanda, in North Carolina, to the Bright Side. What's going on?
Hi, Ben. I have a couple of protein-related questions for you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I watched recently a documentary on the BBC, Eat Fast and Live Longer, talking about the relationship between protein and IGF-1 and issues.
IGF-1? Did you say
IGF-1?
What were they? First of all, IGF-1 for the listeners is insulin growth factor 1. It's a growth type of hormone substance, insulin-like growth factor. It's similar to insulin. It is a growth-inducing hormone substance, and I imagine they were saying that protein stimulates IGF-1, correct?
Correct, and then that can lead to your body being in go-go-go mode and not doing DNA repair, lowering your overall longevity.
Well, I don't think they would say that. If they said that, they're wrong. I don't know if they would say that. Yes, indeed, you can stimulate. You don't want to have IGF. You don't want to have your IGF-1 jacked up too much, but certainly growth and rebuilding are not a bad thing.
Sure.
Indeed, growth and rebuilding have to be in balance with non-growth and non-rebuilding. And cancer is an out-of-balance disease where we grow too much, and IGF-1 is associated with cancer. One of the biggest sources of IGF-1, of exogenous, of fake, of animal IGF-1 that enters into the body is dairy products and milk. And this is one of the problems associated with milk drinkers. In fact, childhood leukemia is associated with a lot of milk, with milk ingestion. They talk about this on the website notmilk.com, and that's because of the IGF-1 content of milk. So protein may turn on growth because protein is a building substance and most of us need building, and in that way it may upregulate IGF-1, but I certainly wouldn't say that you want to not have protein because you're afraid of IGF-1. I hope that wasn't the message. That wasn't what they were saying, was it?
A little bit, yeah.
Well, that's pretty silly. Protein is very misunderstood, Amanda. And I was at this Health Freedom Expo a couple of weeks ago, and there were some real misguided physicians and healthcare professionals, as I kind of alluded to when I came back, who were saying that you don't need protein, you don't need so much protein, people get too much protein. And what they're doing is they're talking about getting too much of the wrong kind of protein. They're talking about getting too much meat protein or too much dairy protein. And so you want to kind of separate the different kinds of protein from each other. Yes, meat protein, too much meat protein can be a problem, not so much because of the meat protein, but because of the stuff that's associated with the meat protein, because of the cooking of the meat protein, the heating of the meat protein. Dairy is the same way. There's a lot of things in dairy, aside from the protein content, that make dairy not a healthy food. On the other hand, when you extract the proteins and the amino acids and the growth factors, which are proteins, out of the dairy, you get something called whey. And when you extract the protein out of the whey, you get whey protein. And that stuff is amazing and super important for health. And I've yet to hear any of these doctors and any of these folks like T. Colin Campbell, who wrote the book, The China Study, ripping on protein and ripping on animal protein. I have yet to hear them ripping on whey protein. Nobody ever rips on whey protein. It's very hard to criticize this stuff. You can criticize milk and you can criticize meat, but you can't really criticize whey protein. And the same goes for egg protein as well. Egg protein and whey protein, in addition to containing amino acids, they also contain proteins that are called growth factors, and they also contain proteins that have antibiotic properties that kill things, kill bacteria and kill microbes. And these things are extremely important, and they're not found in any other foods. Sorry, vegetarians. And I'm a vegetarian, by the way. Sorry, vegans. But I'm a vegetarian pretty much. I don't eat meat, and I really don't eat very much fish. But I sure do eat whey, and I sure do eat eggs. Did I digress too much, or did I answer your question there, Amanda?
No, that's great. So you're not a big proponent of eating meat.
No, I don't like the taste of meat. I find it very hard to process, and I certainly don't like what they do to animals and how they slaughter animals. And I don't like how the hormones and the stuff that they feed animals before they go to slaughter, the stuff they give animals to fatten them up.
What's your take on a small family farm, free range, antibiotic, hormone free?
Even free range animals and grass fed cows are given substances before they go to slaughter to fatten them up. So I'm just very skeptical about meat producers. I'm very skeptical about corporations in general, and especially when you have corporations. You know, a corporation is like a person. You know, a corporation is like a person, except it's like a person with a couple of different twists. It's like a person that never dies. It's a person that is never held accountable for its actions because it never dies. And it's like a person whose only consideration is money. A bottom line. In fact, the head of a corporation, if they can go to jail if they do something that messes up the bottom line, if they intentionally mess up their bottom line, they have what's called a fiduciary responsibility. So anytime you have a corporation involved in anything, you're going to have potential problems. But especially if you have a corporation that makes food, because the last thing you want from your food producers is for them to not be concerned about you, but to be concerned about the bottom line. When you have food producers who don't care about you, who don't care about your family, who only care about the bottom line, you have a recipe for disaster, and that's exactly the problem we have with food producing in this country. We have our food producers not caring about the people eating their food or using their product, but caring about the bottom line, and that is the problem with big meat producers or big restaurants that specialize in meat, like fast food companies like McDonald's and Wendy's and your big meat packing corporations. They're so concerned, legally, by the bottom line, that they end up being less concerned or even unconcerned about their food product. And that's the big problem, the way I see it, with meat production and how we eat and process meat in this country.
Sure. From a health standpoint, I have connections with local farmers. I'm 100% confident in the animal treatment and what's going into the animal.
Then meat's a valuable food in that regard. Meat can be a valuable food. You got to make sure you're digesting it properly. You probably don't want to be eating too much of it all at once. It's a little bit difficult to process. Make sure that your digestive system is working okay, because meat that putrefies in the digestive tract is most certainly not a good thing. But if you're hunting, if you're killing the meat yourself, you're slaughtering the meat yourself, or you know the farms, or you got these small family farms that are taking care of meat, that's a whole different story. Hope I answered your question, Amanda. We got to move on. Thank you so much for calling. God bless. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back with more of your phone calls. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Hardy in Mississippi, what is going on? How can we help you today, buddy?
Thank you for taking my call. So, this is Ben. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How about you, my man?
Man, doing all right. Doing all right.
Let's check in. How can we help?
Okay. Well, my daughter is diagnosed with ulcer colitis.
Okay. How old is she?
17.
Oh, my goodness. That's a very young. Ulcerative colitis is a degenerative disease of the colon. That's when the colon gets weak and ulcerated and just breaks down, basically. The colon is a little tube, and there's only one thing that the colon does, and that is process food. So if you have colitis, you got a food issue. It's as simple as that. Now, once the colitis forms, then you're probably going to have to deal with repairing the colon. Fortunately, the colon is a fast-repairing system. The entire digestive tract repairs faster than any other system in the body because it's constantly being abused and constantly being worked on. So that's the good news. A couple things you're going to want to do for colitis. Number one, you got to associate it with food. So anytime she has some kind of symptom, diarrhea, cramping, bloating, you want to link it up to specific foods. Dairy and grains, legumes, and eggs are the usual suspects. Dairy, meaning all dairy products. Even whey protein can be a problem for some folks. You're going to have to see. Eggs, and that means whether it's raw eggs or cooked eggs or eggs in any products, that you'll have to kind of test that out. Grains of all kinds, not just gluten, folks. All grains can be a problem for the digestive system. So just because something's gluten-free does not mean that you're off the hook. You got to look for all grains, and again, just eat the food and see how you respond. And then legumes, which are beans and peanuts and soy, those can also be problems. Now, keep in mind, all vegetables produce gluten-like compounds called lectins, L-E-C-T-I-N-S, and these lectins can also create problems for the colon. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to have to link her diarrhea, her bloating, her gas, her pain, her cramping, whatever, or loose stools, whatever it is, to digest to specific foods and then eliminate those foods. The second strategy is going to be to repair the gut. And there's wonderful strategies for doing that. First of all, probiotics are an absolute must-have for everybody, but especially if you're dealing with colitis or IBS or Crohn's disease or celiac disease or any digestive problems. Get her on the nightly essence, have her using 80 billion units a day. Use cabbage soup, which is wonderful for healing the digestive tract. Any kind of snotty, mucusy substance will have a coating effect on the digestive tract. I'm thinking seaweeds and mushrooms and
any kind of slimy vegetation kind of products, herbs that are slimy, like colt's foot, for example, can have a soothing coating property. Hyaluronic acid, which you can buy in a health food store, the glucogel caps, aloe, noni, all of these can have a nice soothing and growth-enhancing effect for the cells of the digestive tract. Bone soup is your best friend if you have a digestive tract issue. We'll be talking about why bone soup is so important for building tissue tomorrow, so you're going to want to tune into that. But in the meantime, start making her bone soup, and that should be her main source of nutrition. Bone soup, where you take a chicken carcass or even a whole chicken, drop it in a pot of boiling water, let it simmer for 8 to 12 to 14 hours until it forms a nice soupy consistency. You can throw veggies in there. Make sure you throw an apple cider vinegar or something acidic to dissolve the cartilage, and that'll have a nice coating effect on the digestive tract as well. The glucogel caps, the pig pack, that can also be soothing and healing for the digestive system, for the digestive tract. There's a great supplement called NAG, as in NAG. Stands for N-acetyl-glucosamine, and that can also have a very soothing effect on the digestive tract. Don't forget about your basic Mighty 90 as well. All the nutrients in the Mighty 90 can help heal and repair the digestive tract, and I'm thinking especially zinc, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Have her using apple cider vinegar after meals. That'll also help. You know what, Hardy? There's a ton more stuff that I could tell you about, but in the interest of not overwhelming you and moving on, that ought to get her started. I hope that helps. Any other questions you have, Hardy?
They said it's all in a little space, just for you to the end. So we're just sitting right there. So
I'm sorry, I didn't know. Hardy, say that again. I'm not understanding you.
Okay. Well, when they said the upper part is just only the colitis is only a little small part of the intestine on the very end of it.
Okay. Well, that's because she's 17. But when she's 27, it's going to be more. And when she's 37, it's going to be even more. So you gotta start where you want to start now. Don't let them take the colon. Do not let them hack out her body. Doctors love doing that. And don't let them hack out her colon unless you want to set her up for absorption issues and longevity issues and degenerative issues for the rest of her life. Don't let anybody touch her colon. You want to heal it,
okay,
and you want to soothe it, all right?
Right. That's what I want to do. Heal it and soothe. That's it.
Heal it and soothe it. Thank you so much. God bless, Hardy. Have a beautiful day, bro. All right. Let's see. Ron in Texas, you've been holding off forever, man. Sorry about that, bro. How can we help you?
Yeah, I'm the fellow that's 79 years old and has lost 100 pounds from 290 to 195.
Nice.
On tangy tangerine. I've got a few questions, but I'll ask them quickly. What is the best way to store food and the types of food to store? I've been eating exactly what I need to do to reduce the weight and keep myself, stable. Nearly all of the foods that are sold by, everybody on the net and everywhere have a large amount of carbohydrates. What is the best way to put together a package that can be put away on the shelf,
mm-hmm.
That you can use exactly how I have to use? And the other question is, how I understand you use whey and eggs for your protein. How can I do that? I mean, what is the best way? Right now I'm using eggs and chicken legs. I'm willing to get off chicken legs.
Well, I'm not really sure what you're asking me here. As far as protein goes, whey and eggs are definitely the two best sources of protein, but everything has protein. Broccoli has protein. Onions have protein. Raspberries have protein. Bananas have protein. Everything is going to have a certain amount of protein. When we talk about protein foods, we're talking about foods that are mostly protein. Things like whey and eggs are largely protein. They have large amounts of protein in them.
Yep.
So they're high protein foods, but everything's going to give you a certain amount of protein. Pretty much anything that's alive is going to have some protein in it. So you don't need to just have whey and eggs for your protein, although those are tremendously valuable sources of protein because they're so concentrated and because, and this is very important, Ron, and everybody listening, whey and eggs have cofactors, which I've been calling growth factors, substances like lactoferrin and substances that help stimulate growth and fight bacteria, antimicrobial substances, because whey and eggs, when you think about it, they're building substances. An egg is a life. It's going to be turned into a chicken. And whey is designed to build a life. It's designed to turn a calf into a cow. So these factors, in addition to the amino acids that make up the proteins, they also have other factors that are protein, that are made up of protein, that help turn on growth and repair. And this is the beautiful thing about things like whey and egg. However, you can get protein from multiple sources. You don't just have to have whey and egg. As far as whey and egg goes, as far as storing them goes, whey protein powder will store indefinitely. And then eggs, obviously, you want to make sure that they're fresh. You know, go by the date on the carton of eggs. But everything's going to have a certain amount of protein. If you are eating whey and eggs on a regular basis, you're eating vegetables like they're going out of style, a pound of vegetables for every 50 pounds of body weight, 2 or 3 pounds of vegetables a day. And then you make sure that you're getting your essential fatty acids and then good saturated fat like coconut oil and butter as well. And then you're making sure that you're getting your minerals in the form of salt, Celtic sea salt, as well as supplements like the pig pack, Ultimate Classic and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the pig pack. And you're getting your micronutrients in supplemental fashion, because it's very difficult to get as many micronutrients as you need from food. You're going to be just fine. And you always want to focus on eating less food rather than more food. So all you really need is 1,000 to 1,500 calories a day. 1,000 would be great. You may be a little bit hungry. That's okay. If you're a little bit hungry, that'll force your body to make more tissue. When we have the less calories we eat, the more we drive the synthesis of protein. As long as we're nourished, as long as we're getting enough calories, the less calories you eat, the more your body will go into growth and repair mode. So don't worry about eating less calories. As long as you're getting nourished and as long as you're getting enough, you don't want to be getting zero calories, but you want to be getting enough calories, but you want to be getting less than usual. You want to have that feeling of a little bit of hunger. You want to stimulate your growth-inducing chemicals by eating less. You'll be fine. So whey and egg for protein, essential fatty acids via supplements, via Udo's blend, and then also making sure that you're getting your minerals from salt and from in supplemental fashion, and then eating vegetables like they're going out of style, and you should be fine. Sorry we left you on hold. Call back tomorrow, and we'll try to get to as many of you guys as possible. Tell them we left you on hold, and I apologize for that. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You've been listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. Check out my website, brightsideben.com, and click on the Join the Team link and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and supplies.
self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.